with an Alex DeBrincat hat trick and another goal and two assists from Patrick Kane. The Blackhawks survive a visit from last place Ottawa, 8-7, claiming a game that equals the highest scoring of the season. 15 combined goals, but is that entertaining?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I don't know, actually. It depends who you're talking to, I guess. Obviously, like I said before, we want to play hard for our goalies, and I think the forwards can do a little bit better job defensively, but at the same time, I mean, we scored 8 goals, so you're supposed to win when you score 8 goals, I guess, so.
That's forward Dylan Strome, who had a goal and 2 assists. Kane extends his point streak to 18 games, longest in the league this season. Kane's 17-game assist streak ranks 3rd longest all-time. Wayne Gretzky, the record holder, 23 back in 91. 8-7 Hawks in a rally to win. Their 15 goals help them get to within a game of the 8th and final playoff spot. 1 point back with 22 to go. 11th in the West behind 3 other teams. Cam Ward, 24 saves, replacing Colin Delia, who was pulled in the first. The Hawks practice midday for Detroit on the road tomorrow. Corey Crawford's close to coming off IR to return from a concussion. Colorado shut out Vegas 3-0. The Avalanche are a tiebreaker ahead of the Hawks for 9th. And Calgary beat Arizona 5-2 with a Michael Frolik goal and assist. Arizona falls 2 points behind the Hawks in the race for the final playoff spot. Cubs chairman Tom Ricketts, holding his annual address to the players, tells them to let him know if the team had ever done anything to make them uncomfortable. Ricketts also meeting with reporters, trying to smooth over the team's current run of bad publicity off the field. At Sox camp, Jose Abreu says he'd like to play mostly first base. Doesn't like DH, entering the last year of his contract, hopes to re-sign. The Sox have free agent pickup Yonder Alonso ready to take time away from Abreu at first. Manny Machado remains on the open market. Number 22, Wisconsin beats Illinois 64-58, and for the 15th straight time, the Illini fall behind for good on a jumper from Brad Davison, who had 18 points with just over 3 minutes to go. On the home of the Bears, I'm Josh Liss, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.